Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Looters Podcast. I am Andrew. Oh no, wait, scratch that. I have to tell
who are you?
We are who we are.
Oh, we're all Andrew.
Oh, you mean the RPG podcast, Stars yep. Without Numbers, space opera?
Yeah.
We play a game and we all have fun part?
Yep, that's yeah. it. Yeah, excellent. Nailed it. And I am Andrew and I play the character Artie.
And I'm Deanna and I play the character El Capitan.
Ooh, I'm going in the
yeah,
middle.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, she I don't know. Right. I always, oh, you know, oh, it's a circle.
I feel like I go last, but I'm Matthew and I play everyone else.
He's hurt by going last.
And I'm Ian and I play Levi.
And I'm Melinda and I play Theo.
Hey. Before we get into it, you know what?
What?
I just want to say thank you to all our listeners out there.
Aww.
Oh,
you guys are true homies.
They've really been inspiring me to keep coming because if no one was listening, I'd
Not
be like,
for us.
Bye!
No. We have had a bit of a spike of growth in our listenership, and it is mostly because people have been talking about us word of mouth. And
mm-hmm. True.
And like there was a really nice Reddit post about us that
homies
went up.
Homies know homies, you know?
And just gets... It makes it feel like this is a fun thing that we do because we love it and it's really fun to hang out and make the show together. But getting that sort of nice feedback of other people enjoying it and listening it out there is super encouraging. So
yeah thank you guys.
Yeah,
like, we really appreciate it.
Encouraging is very well said.
Yeah.
Come join us in our Discord if you're not. We will be putting more effort into that.
I just apologize about it first.
Yeah. Come join it.
We are going to make it fun.
We'll
have
better.
Plans. It's just in the works.
Let us cook.
Yeah, but back to the reason we're all really here.
To hate on each other.
Because we love you. The viewer, the listener.
Oh.
I would, like, I would never
did you just say
anybody
you love
here.
Us?
Yeah, no.
I love you too.
Aww.
Say that again.
Melinda is coming at us this time.
A question.
Oh, hey. I'm wondering, my question to my pals around the table this week is, what world are you most...
What the fuck, Matthew?
I was really trying to be so hard.
I was trying so hard. I was trying so hard. I'm
okay.
So sorry.
She was doing so good.
I was like...
My question this week is I'm just wondering what planet you guys are like interested in exploring within this world. Because I feel like there's so many like terrestrial planets mm-hmm. that we haven't even begun to explore. So what are you guys into?
And your example was like... The planet,
the
from,
planet
Interstellar.
From Interstellar that's like all water and wave, mm. or also Arrakis, like Dune is all.
I like the idea of tying in media references.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, just like what kind of planets interest you?
You know what first came to my mind is like a very small moon planet.
I love that.
Like, you can't, like, there's no atmo. Like, everyone who's outside is in suits.
Mm.
There's like very low gravity. There is just heavy mining machinery everywhere because it's like a mining planet.
For sure.
It's super dangerous because there's machinery around and stuff, and it's just scrappy.
Now I have a follow-up.
Yeah, no.
I want to understand. When people live on the planet, do they live like in little spaceships, or is there like Sandy's sponge from SpongeBob?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
all the planet.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah, okay, there's perfect. Like there's like a cool like habitat. This is like a small dome that people live in, but all the work is done like outside mining sort
perfect.
Of things. So people
Whoa.
Are like kind of,
that's really cool.
That's cool.
And the dome is
Is it
bunks.
A moon to a bigger planet?
Maybe. It could be like an asteroid, like a dwarf planet sort
really
of thing,
cute,
like
actually.
Floating out there in the middle of nowhere, isolated.
There's kind of a thing like that in this world, which is it's not a dome so much as it's like a tunnel bored in and the tunnels are all bunks.
Sure, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then they all come out on the surface.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So
a little tunnel
that.
Bunk.
Really
that's
cool.
On a bunch of different in the mining sectors.
Oh, I like this question.
Well, what's really funny about that is... That's actually my same answer because that's the planet. Not to get too deep into backstory.
Oh.
I know. Give me a little backstory.
Levi grew up on a planet like that.
No.
And he'd want to go there because there's a really complex network of caving systems. They're labyrinthine. People get lost in them. But yeah, there's some interesting shit in there potentially.
It could be like an actual RPG dungeon.
Exactly. Crawl. Like a little dungeon crawler thing that I think would be like really fun. I'd be very interested to see like if because there is that maze-like aspect of what Matt as a GM
Ooh,
would concoct to fuck us over in the context of it.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Okay, I'll be down. Or
Okay. Yeah. You're going to have to bear with me because I don't know much about planets, no, so I'm so just going off of my imagination.
Yes, that's what I want.
That's all this is.
Doesn't know much about sci-fi. So initially I thought about a planet. Drew, you're eating peas in the corner.
From the mic. I don't want it to come back.
He has proper mic etiquette right now. All right,
sorry, I'll just eat them right here.
It's so funny.
Like me. I do that.
It's so distracting. I love it. What I thought about was I initially wanted like a tube planet where you like are connected
gerbil
solely
style.
Through like gerbil style, but then I was like, that's kind of similar to yours. So then I thought about more like an island where people are in it's a fake planet, like a man-made planet, and it's connected with spaceships and like inner tubes, and it floats around in space. So it's all mechanical, man-made planet, if that makes sense.
Like a space station sort of.
Yeah, like a giant space station, but that has like, I don't know, it's pretty big.
That's not a moon. That's a space station.
it's a whole
like community
pod network thing that serves as a ship.
Yeah. Something like that.
There's something kind of like that in the game.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like what were they called? The civilization ships,
the generation ships.
Generation ships. Yeah. It's remembering the backstory of the game that we all read and studied, the generation ships.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Hilarious.
Okay, well, now I feel like a fraud because I don't actually have an answer to this. I don't want to give away my character's home planet away.
Spoiler alert.
I don't want to yet, but I feel like that would be my best answer. So basically what I would call this planet is a trash planet. It's basically like where waste is thrown, but like a wall, like in Wall-E. Oh my god, I always bring it back.
Like
to
in
Wall-E.
Like
what we did
Wall-E.
To the Earth, but like basically, it's a planet that was meant for like discarded.
Isn't ours
things.
A little bit like?
It's
slightly,
like a little bit like
not,
that.
Not,
but it has like a scene like, still.
Yeah.
You know, I thought like, you guys were talking like, about like in real life.
Isn't that our planet? Just, like, isn't that Earth? Nice?
Yeah,
kind of. Side conversation.
Trying to think what I'm trying because I want to because since I know what the planets are, I kind of want to like throw a fun one out.
Yes.
Let us know.
That's what I'm going for. I have sort of two answers. One would be just like a crazy survival arc on a crazy dangerous like nature planet.
Oh,
some
that's
kind.
Fun.
Whether it's snow or jungle, something like that, or something just crazy,
or both. Mm.
I really want to go to one of the planets. Okay, yeah, that's a good one. I really want to go to one of them that's like a giant just electricity city. Crazy shit like that.
That's
like
so cool.
Like, it's all on one electrical grid?
It's all, like one big connection.
I'm
going to
amp up.
Yeah.
I'm going to
turn the entire planet into an amp.
it's like cool. A giant planet that's been remade almost into one big structure.
You know what the like gerbil tube thing made me think of? What if there's a planet that's actually a sun? And there's a tube network that goes into the middle of it so they can use the fission core to like make rare materials.
Whoa. What's
that? Like
Total Recall where they like travel through the core.
Whoa.
I'm gonna
travel through the core.
Whoa. Well, all sick ideas. Yeah. So now we have to do them all. Matthew, okay, thank you.
All right, let's get in our ship and go to a new planet. All right, guys.
All right, sick. Well, let's hop into
let's
it, huh?
Play.
Shall we?
Woo!
All right, so little recap of what happened. You all had the first half of your own little day. I guess that's kind of just how we're doing it. Like, we're just doing a day every couple sessions here, and just various shit's going to happen until we get to the big race day.
Yeah.
So,
what's our countdown? Do we know how many days it is?
After this, there will be two until race day.
Wow.
Two until
after
race day.
After today, though.
I better do good on
the
this one.
Day after today after today.
3 days from now.
The day after the day.
Theo, you were trying to head to Winnix, and
fuck me, that's right.
And you saw a poster of the big race coming up, the MKU.
MK Ultra!
MK Ultra Race Triple Crown. Event, and Alex Hart, who's performing at the mid-race show.
How cute is he?
He's a hot rock star.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Like a Harry Styles type?
Don't you do this.
Do Harry Styles?
Don't.
But I really like he's like really hot and like a really like beautiful person to look at, but he's also very deeply an artist too. Mm. You know, really works on his craft.
Oh, so he's just fucking awesome.
Full package.
Great. He's the full package. Reason to hate him, but I hate him.
El Capitan, you went deep towards the underground a little bit here to try to convince your way, which you did, into getting an opportunity to race. Mm-hmm. And you anteed up 3,000 credits to maybe get some back in return and go for a race. Artie, you went crystal hunting and spent some time with your brother and tested out your teleportation powers. And Levi, you had nothing to do. And you linked up with Gladys and are on her little gambling tour.
Goddamn right.
Goddamn right. All right. Theo, we're going to start with you. So you are on your way to Winnix as you see this, and I think it freezes you. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'm just going to...
go to Winnix?
Just shrink myself and keep walking, yep.
Do you make your way over to Winnix and find his door?
Great, and then I go inside.
Great, you go inside. Winnix comes out after the bell rings. Hello, dear.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. How can I help you?
Good. You remember me, right, from the other day?
Yes, from the other day. Perfect. For the arm, right?
Of course. Yes, I just wanted to... Yes. I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
I'm a little frazzled.
Frazzled?
Yes.
Come, have a seat.
Thank you. I brought blueprints for you. My friend was he actually has a really smart idea. I think it might work out a lot better than what I was originally intending. So I don't know if this is helpful, but I don't know what that means, but hopefully.
Q pass it over and he looks at it and he's like, this is quite ingenious. This is very creative. Your friend is...
He's a good tinker.
Yes, yes he is. I'd be very curious to meet him and ask him about some more of his ideas on this design.
Okay.
Yes. Well, it'll take some time, but I we can do this, yes.
About how much time do you think? Maybe just like a few days, right?
If it's rushed, I could probably do that in a few days.
Okay. Perfect. Just I think it should be probably done before the race.
Before the race, what are you performing or?
No, I'm not. I just want to be ready to go.
To leave.
To leave.
Of course.
I do. There, so sorry.
No, sorry. No. There will be an additional cost for the so I can put everything things on the back burner to
whatever
to
you
facilitate.
Need. Absolutely. Okay. I know that. Part of the design requires like a partial surgery on me. Is that going to be quite difficult? And I do have a friend who is medically equipped. So,
Well, I can build the arm, and if the port for your current arm that you currently have is adaptable, I can make it work. If not, you would, it would probably take some work.
Okay, I think there's the strings go on here, and I need to add a little.
Right, so you want a port in your in your hip. Right, yes, then yes, definitely. You will need someone to
okay,
to
but
do
you
that.
Can build that and then I'll
yes,
have him.
Yes,
okay,
yes, correct.
Okay,
correct,
sorry.
Correct. I'm not a surgeon. I build the equipment.
Thank you.
Of course.
Sorry.
Yes.
I have a favor.
A favor. Yes.
I have a few questions actually.
Oh.
Maybe a few questions, maybe one of them is a favor.
But do you need some water, honey?
Yeah.
He gets a pitcher of water on the nice tray and brings it out to you and pours you a glass.
Oh, okay. Some questions? What can I do?
Can I sidebar?
Sure, sidebar. Yeah, sidebar.
Wondering if I've ever performed for this race before.
Ooh. Roll a connect for it?
We can roll for it if you want to do that.
If that's easier for you, that's easier for me. I'm just curious because I know that's not something that was specifically something that I had come up with.
Right. No, that's totally fair.
Probably not headliner. I don't think I ever was, but...
Yeah, I that was kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Is like, the way it kind of works is it's kind of like a music festival while it's going on. Like, there's a bunch of races of amateurs and different things going on in different classes of vehicles. And so, like, the big heavy-duty ones that has a lot of violence and stuff at the end is that's when the headliner would perform. Wow. I think you probably performed in, the middle day section.
Okay, cool.
That's kind of how I sort of...
Okay, perfect.
Whoa.
Okay, so... Boop, boop, boop. I take a sip of water.
You have water on you? You need a roll for that.
No, she just brought him water.
Winnick, this is not the first time I've been here.
To my shop?
Well, yeah, to your shop. To this planet.
Right.
Here, this particular event I have been a part of. I'm not a part of right now, but I have been a part of before. So basically, I'm just wondering, how much do you know about the people who organizes this event, and how well do you know those people?
Oh, well, the organizers of this event is the Racing Federation. This is...
Okay, more specifically the performers then, like how...
Like who books them?
Yeah.
I'm not really involved with the race in that way.
Okay, better question. Do you know like where they stay?
The one who books the event?
The performers. Sorry.
Oh, with all due respect, I'll save you the trouble. Even if I did know where someone was staying, I don't really feel like it's my purview to reveal that information.
Right, right.
So
that's fine. Thank you. My favor, then.
Okay.
Do you mind if I play for a bit?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. What do you recommend?
What are you trying to play?
I want a shred.
Okay. Say you want a shred, and he smiles. And he heads off to the side, and you see that he picks out a red electric guitar. And
like a classic Fender?
No. It's almost like shaped like a lightning bolt.
Oh, that's
a little sweet. Bit. And brings it over to you. Here, and plug into this. And gives you the amp cord and plug it in. You hear the sort of the whining of it as it clicks in, and then the buzz as it all connects and everything is ready to jam.
And then I jam.
All right. Let's go.
I'll do it.
Let's just go perform check.
Not that we need to, but otherwise.
And I'll give you a plus three, because you're just, like, free to shred. Plus dexterity, I believe, yeah.
Drew, does this mean you're going to have to shred to put it in
the
episode? Nice.
Definitely going to take some music from Epidemic Sound.
Oh. Ooh, four rolls a one.
Okay, so we don't need that one.
Doesn't matter.
This is a five. This is a four. And with all of my additions, that's plus six.
Plus six to that?
Yes.
15. Are you kidding me? She blows the windows.
It's like a 10-minute just epic solo. Like, you just absolutely crush.
I'm like dripping in sweat by the time it's over.
Even with your robot hand, which is way less dexterous, you're still managing to play sort of like power chords and things like that to be able to not have to kind of like work through that. And so while it's not maybe the most like... varied in notes, just the...
But could I argue that the more that I'm playing, the more I'm warming up?
Yeah, as it goes along and you start to get a little bit more feel with this, you're starting to get a little bit more dexterity and you're able to get closer and closer, like just like to kind of getting back to what it was like to have a full hand. But Winix at one point is just blown away, and I think after about like 10 minutes you finally come to a stop.
I want Winix to join in with like a
little banjo.
banjo.
I don't think you wanted to step on your toes in any way, so he was just enjoying the show.
Well, okay, next time.
That was radical.
Wow, thanks Winix.
Who are you? What
do you mean?
I mean, you performed, like who?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, who are you? Should I know who you are?
No, you shouldn't, actually. I'm nobody, really.
I've been here for a while.
Yeah, but I'm just another face.
Okay.
I'm Theo.
Hell yeah. He's probably into some indie.
Ooh.
Matt just rolled.
I just rolled a 7 plus 2.
So to see if Winix recognizes her.
As you say that, like, you're nobody, he gives you a knowing nod of, like, okay, not to ask more questions. But after a moment, the reverberation of the shredding that was there before clicks for him, and he looks at you with a little bit of confusion. And Theo, I know your album. What?
Oh, God. Yeah.
What happened to you? What happened to you?
How much time do you have?
All day.
All right.
And I think with that, he goes and he closes the shop and makes some coffee and grabs a nice bottle of alcohol and brings it out. The two of you sit down and you take a deep breath as you get ready to sort of tell your life story.
The gang hangs out with
the people. Am I actually telling it right now?
We'll come back to it.
Tell Winx your life story, but I was not like, your wait, friends and companions.
That's okay. It's her business.
Her journey. All right, Artie, we're going to cut to you with Calyx. And you were just talking about going to see Simon Facey.
Oh, yeah, to search for Simon Facey.
Yeah.
I think maybe what's happening is I am basically wiring through, getting power to all these pieces and trying to put them into the ship and whatever their radius degree of shooting holograms, trying to make sure basically every inch of the ship except for like the individual bunks is covered to be able to send a hologram anywhere. Mm-hmm. And while this is happening, maybe I kind of sheepishly give Calyx his data pad back so he can go like do whatever contact he preferred that he might have to try and see if he can get any information on Dr.
Yeah, I think he nods and realizes what he's doing. He's walking around with you while you're doing that, starting to send out messages and things to try and get in touch with people.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm up to.
All right, let's go for a fix check then. Plus intelligence or wisdom. I'll give you plus one for how well things went before.
Oh, boy. That's good. I got a 5 plus 2 for fix. So 7 plus 1 for intelligence. So 8 plus another 1. So 9.
Do you want to reroll?
I guess so.
You don't have to.
It's not like that difficult of a thing, right? Like
no, it's just like, I guess, how detailed you want to get and how much time it takes.
I think maybe a 9 makes sense because I'm like half listening to Calyx. I'm kind of doing it like
with that. This is more than just a one day process. How much you need to do because like you've collected the crystals,
right?
But you need to place them in and power them up. So I think with the 9, you do a perfectly good job. I do think this is going to take the rest of today and tomorrow. I think this is a long process.
That makes sense.
Do you think your crew would want to go after this guy?
I think there'd probably be a little split. I think Levi would be super down. El Capitan probably reluctantly come along. Theo's pretty self-assured. She'll kind of do things that make sense to her.
Sounds like a good enough crew then.
And Maris and Alistair just kind of follow around whatever we do, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah, they were the people that ran on the ship earlier, like who are they? Who are like?
They're just been with us since the beginning. They were on that the TARDIS.
Oh, and they escaped with y'all.
Yeah. Mm. We definitely couldn't have done it without them.
Well, will they want to come along or?
Yeah, I think. Maris is actually a member of House. It wasn't Drix. It wasn't our mom's house. What was it?
I think I have it written down too.
But that might be interesting for you to know because I'm clearly just not very good at keeping secrets from my brother.
Naomi Mako. It's a high-end Interstellar Empire name. And she's been missing for murdering and I can't read my own handwriting. But she's murdered for some bad shit.
I remember now. Yeah,
you're not the only one.
Maris is from the Mako house. She's Naomi Mako. I don't really remember her.
Mako.
Do you know? Did you ever meet her? She's a noble.
Yeah, I did. We did a dance class.
Oh,
like a cotillion thing.
What?
She seems like she'd be a good dancer.
She was.
Yeah. So she sounds like she's gotten some trouble with her house and is also in hiding. She doesn't know that we know. Levi kind of found that out. So,
are you gonna have a problem if she knows who I am and that I'm here?
Yeah, probably.
Right.
But that might be unavoidable at some point if she remembers you.
Does she know who you are?
No.
Got it. Well, that could be a problem. Or not, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain mutual understanding that we're all in hiding.
Right, yeah, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. I just wonder what the hell she's doing out here.
I think the same thing we are, just taking it day by day.
But, I mean, you met her in prison. How, like, what was she doing there?
Some sort of got accused of murder. It sounded kind of fishy, though, in general.
Where is she around? Can we talk to her? Or you guys not on, don't think that's a good idea for us to talk to her?
We can talk to her. I mean, we could go find her. I don't know if, I feel like we should wait for my, you know, for my inner circle to be around if we want to like kind of bring that out in the open, because they're kind of a bigger part of that.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Did you find anything about Dr. Facey?
I'm only finding where he last was. Where
Imperial Empire?
Yeah, well, I'm just seeing where he went missing, and then we haven't seen him since. He was on some, this is weird, he was on some sort of, like, health issue mission in Janus.
Janus, why does that name sound familiar to me? Janus, oh wait, is that where Levi's from?
It says that he was going there for some sort of mining health issue.
That's so weird. Yeah, Levi's from Janus. Small galaxy, I guess.
I mean, that's a hotspot moment, a hotspot planet in for the Interstellar Empire and the Martian conglomerate, but...
Well, I think Levi would definitely be interested now, then.
Yeah. Is there some issues at home?
I don't know what his issues are exactly, but they have definitely something to do with his mom.
And with that, we will cut to... we'll cut to El Capitan with that.
Not Levi? I feel like I've made it onto the ship. Like, I'm ready to race. I'm just, like, waiting.
Yeah, so just real quick, just to do that transition. This guard brings you down to the racing bays where the ships are, and you can smell the oil and various pieces the hot tire of the rubber of the tracks that will sometimes be on the ground, and you can hear the sounds of welding being done, and it feels kind of nice to be like back home. And this guard brings you over to a bay where there's a middle-aged racer. He's getting out. He's like looking at some stuff on the ship, and you don't overhear the conversation, but the guard basically yells at him to get out. And they put up a little fight, and the guard flashes a weapon, and then the racer's like,
I just like wave at him.
Yeah. Of course. And Lee throws his helmet down and storms off. And the guard says to you, you're up in a couple, so get situated. He leaves you there.
I take a second to like get into the zone because a lot has happened and I haven't done this in a while just for fun. It's been to like escape or something. So I just sit there for a second in silence.
Can I ask a question? How high are you going to get?
As I sit in silence, I take out my pen. And I rip a big one.
When did you get a pen?
I don't know.
They definitely have a pen on this planet.
She said you grabbed stuff from her.
Yeah.
Shopping trip.
I'll give it to her for now.
For now. And as I sit there alone, I think about my brother, because he's usually with me when I race. And I don't want to lose money, so I really got to get it together if I'm going to win this race. And I sit there and I just think about him and the moments that he's like taught me.
Hey, can we do a flashback?
Oh, God, okay.
should we clear the room?
No, do you want us
if
to
you
leave?
Want, if you would like them to clear the room, you can. If not, if you're fine with them being here, we can just do it here.
Yeah, I clear the room.
Ah, let's go.
Clear the room.
Let's fucking go. Flashback. Let's fucking go.
For a moment, sort of things fade a little bit and get soft, and you're seeing your brother there, and he's in his racing suit and he looks well and capable and sort of right on the beginning of his prime.
Hey, Junior.
Hey.
I'll miss you.
It's going to be fine. Hey.
I don't know what I'm doing, man.
You don't have to do anything. Look, you're supposed to be a kid right now, okay? It's my job to figure this out, all right? And I'm gonna take care of you. I'm gonna take care of mom. It's gonna be okay. We're gonna get out of here.
You're gone.
What?
I think it's my turn. It just gets hard sometimes. I wish you were here.
Yeah, it does get hard.
But look, you're not alone. You're capable and you're good at this. You're better than I am. And you know it.
You're lying.
I'm not. You're better than this at me, and you know it. You just gotta believe it.
You know what? You're right. I always thought I was better than you. I'm just kidding, Junior. I really needed that.
Now, I don't know where Mom is, and I know I failed you, but racing is who you are. It's what you're born to do. You can't keep running away from it. You gotta do it.
And I just nod my head down as I just realize I had a fake conversation with my brother. He might have been there. He might have not, but...
I think with that, you blink your eyes as they start to tear up and the soft light that was you were seeing fades, and you see the colder metal of this hangar bay and this bulkier ship, but you can fly anything.
Hell yeah.
And with that, I think you hop in, you ignite the ship, and you can feel it rumble underneath you, and you feel the tracks whir, and the windshield closes over you, and you turn and face the ship towards the hangar door, getting ready for your race. El Capitan, you have that moment, and you rev the engine as the gates of your bay here get ready to open. The way these races work is where you guys are based is where the starting line is. Basically, you're going to be flying through these tunnels. So you have three laps to get through, mm-hmm. and whoever's first is first. So
this race has obstacles, right?
Yeah, there's a variety of things. We're going to basically have piloting checks, six total, okay? And then depending on how things go, we'll have some narration mm-hmm. to it. So we're going to go through the first three. Mm-hmm. First three of six. So you watch as the doors, you see the timer right by the doors, these big red numbers flash down. 3, 2, 1. Doors immediately slide open.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Pilot check. We'll go pilot plus dexterity.
Plus my brother's blessing.
Oh.
That's sick.
You said I could win anything.
Fine. I'll give
you No, I did not. Check the tape.
So it'll be whatever you rolled plus pilot plus dexterity. And I'll give you plus one for this first one because of your brother's blessing.
Hold on. Let me math. That right there.
You don't add all three.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. It's a 9 plus 2. That's 11 plus dex. So that's 11 plus one, my brother. Or my brother's blessing.
For your brother's blessing. Yeah.
So that's 12.
All right. So with the 12, instincts take over and a huge smile and wave of endorphins hits you. You zip out through the hangar bay door and you immediately feel the track of the ship crunch down onto this dark tunnel surface. You get out so fast, you're already in first place. With that being said, because you have people behind you at the moment, the only thing that might be in your way is obstacles in the actual race here. So let's go ahead. I'm going to have you roll again for a pilot check. We'll go pilot plus dexterity. No blessing for this.
Ah, damn it.
You've lost your brother's blessing.
That's a roll.
So 6.
So 6 plus 2, that's 8, plus no brother's blessing, no dex, just 8.
Just 8. The way this tunnel system works is that for right now, it's totally dark. And the first big obstacle that comes in your way, which you can kind of see on your little mini map here on your heads-up display, is a whole bunch of pillars that kind of pop out from the ceiling above and from down below, and you have to kind of swerve your way through. Ooh. Because you don't have to worry about anything else, it's a little bit easier. You sliding up on the side of the walls, coming back down, sliding up at the other side of the wall, and weaving your way through all of these little pylons. And even though the ship has plenty of armor on it and is designed to be able to bust through things like this or at least take some damage, you don't even get a scratch on this little beetle of a ship. And you go ahead and you jet through. All right, let's go for the third roll.
Also, Drew, can we have some like cool racing music happening?
Yeah.
I turn on the radio. Oh, right. Live? Yeah, thank you.
That's what you
wanted, right? Keep going. Okay, cool. 8 plus no brother's blessing, you said?
9.
Sorry, 9.
Brother's blessing is done.
Damn it. God damn it, Junior.
I think that's a 12.
Okay, 9 plus 2, that's 11.
Okay, so this is where things open up. what you're weaving through is three different tunnels, kind of sliding in between each other and intersecting, almost like a jacked up braid. And while all three of these will get you towards the end, you're managing your way through, knowing which way is going to be the fastest. You're able to keep your eyes on the road in front of you and seeing the heads-up display before you and knowing, okay, I got to go right, got to go left, got to go straight, got to go right, straight. Then you're zipping through.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna...
Matt's rolling.
I'm going to roll.
Ooh.
9 minus 2. All right, so the first thing that you see in one of your mirrors is a rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and is trying to make its way towards you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets? That's fucking
it's Mario Kart.
Crazy. That's true.
It's a bullet bill coming your way.
With that, we're going to cut to Levi.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Levi, you're walking with Gladys, and she says,
I'll race you there.
I'll race you there. So you want to do some gambling then?
Yeah, I think I'd really like that.
I'll take you to my favorite spot. It's a little bit more discreet. And
I like discreet.
Do you know much about ship betting?
I'm guessing it's... I bet on who I think's going to win.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Follow me. And she leads you down a few levels, and you hop on a little tram, and you head over towards definitely a dingier part of town. Gladys, as she's walking down the street, though, is saying hi to a bunch of these sort of more nefarious-looking individuals, and they're like saying hi back.
I fucking love Gladys.
And Gladys, this old woman, walks you into a racing hall. Mm-hmm. And you see that there's a big wall of screens with a bunch of people watching these races. You see a few patrons around. This bigger guy who's sort of sitting off to the side, nursing a drink really slow. You see a man in a gross white suit with purple etchings on it. There is basically like a robot screen behind the window there that you could do your bets, and Gladys leads you over there. All right, well, this is the race that's going on.
When I look at the screen, is it like people's names, or is it just names of ships?
It's the names of the ships.
Oh,
that's interesting. And she pulls out a pamphlet. Actually, more than just a pamphlet. She has like a whole bunch of books. Like she's like she's a studio.
That makes models and all that.
Yeah. Makes models, all of that. She's
that's
like,
so that's interesting.
Oh, the marble shouldn't be doing this well. That's weird.
The what?
The marble.
Oh, the race is happening right now?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can see the marble's in first place by a fair amount.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. They're going pretty fast.
Yeah. Well, of course, this is.
Can we still like bet right now, or is it kind of like, do we have to like wait till the next race?
No, you can bet on where they're at now. Oh. They're only on lap 1.5. But
okay. What are the odds for the marble?
The marble's in the lead, but the betting favors have changed. I mean, if you had bet on it before the race, it would have been.
Oh, well, I'll just throw money on it now just to. If it looks like it's going to win, like, best odds winning, right?
Yeah, best odds. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a safe bet. Yeah.
Okay.
I might actually, if I were you, the Black Comet, I would actually vote on that. That should be the. Maybe they're probably just using this just as a little smokescreen, and the Black Comet's the one that should win today.
Oh!
If you catch my drift.
Okay. I think I see what you're saying. Oh, well, then that kind of ruins the fun of it then, no? Like when there's no chance on it?
It's not about the fun. It's about making the money.
It's about making the money. Well, then why do you... Don't you do this to like get like the high, you know, like the thrill of like that you could lose, like you could $1,000.
If you're trying to get the high, you go and you're wasting your money. If you're trying to, you know,
well, Gladys, I don't really
pay your bills and things. And,
I don't really need to pay my bills. I think my bills are like, I mean, I don't want to like talk about my financial situation, but I'm doing pretty decent, you know. I feel like
then fine, make it do it for fun if you want to waste the money. Then I'm just telling you that if you want to bet for advantage, it would be the Black Comet.
But the black car's in second place, so wouldn't it just make more sense to bet on the black car right now because the odds are lower?
That's what I'm saying. The marble is the fall guy.
Oh. Okay.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna walk up to the bookie.
The robo bookie.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your max bet?
Max bet 100,000 credits.
All right, Gladys. Cover your ears.
Matt mime clevering his ears.
I'd like to put 50,000 credits down.
Wonderful, sir. What would you like to put it down on?
What was the glasses? The ears are still covered.
The marble is in first place, and the black comet is in second place.
Wait, the mar. I'll just put on the marble. That one sounds like a better bet. Or like that was the.
You want to bet on the first place one that you think is going to win?
Oh. Yeah. I don't really know what's going on anymore, but sure, I'll do. I'll just do that one.
Yeah. So you put a 50,000 credit bet on the marble.
And Gladys, that was. I put some money down.
What did you bet on?
The one you're telling me to, the marble.
You bet on the marble. You bet on the marble. I told you to bet on the black comet. Well, you bet on the marble, so then that means we can kind of do this together. I'll bet on the black comet. It'll set the odds more in my favor, and then when I win...
Oh, shit. We'll make more money. Can I buy stake in you?
No, you don't need to invest in me. We'll share the winnings.
Okay, so I put a pretty decent-sized bet down. Like how much
did you bet down?
Well, I told you to cover your ears for a reason, Clyde.
Well, if I'm trying to match your bet, how much did you put down?
50,000 credits.
50,000 credits. Why did you bet 50,000 credits on the marble? The marble.
I had a gut feeling.
They're gonna blow up the marble. Of course they're gonna blow up the marble.
What the fuck?
Of course they're gonna blow up the marble. What do you mean?
Are they just gonna kill a person in there?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, well, we have to fucking do something about this then.
Why do we have to do anything about it? It's just racing. That's how it goes.
There's a human fucking life in there. We can't just have somebody get like blown up for no goddamn reason.
It's for us to make some money.
It's not for us to. Well, it's clearly not going to make us any fucking money because I've been on the wrong car, Gladys.
And with that, as you shout that, I think a bunch of eyes turn your way, and.
Because I've been on the wrong car.
That's hilarious.
I kind of want to end the session there. Yeah.
Cliffhanger. See what happens.
I think with that one.
Oh my god.
And this has been the Looters Podcast. The Looters are Andrew Galtalind as Artie, Deanna Newval as El Capitan, Ian Overton as Levi, Melinda Macklem as Theo, and Matthew Aberley as the Game Master. Our art is from the always wonderful Jordan Jordan. Looters is a production of Digital Negative. I'm your producer, Nikki Galtalind, and we record under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Looters continue their adventure next Tuesday. Until then, later, Looters.
Holy shit.
Wow.
The race just got real.
What the fuck?
What was happening to you? Were you playing dumb or what?
He'll never tell. I don't know.
Whatever makes him look better.
Oh, God.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, and thanks for calling the arena. If you know your party's extension, you can dial it at any time. If your
psychiatrist
has gone missing, press 3.
Press 3.
That sounds ill-advised. Life is about choices, man.
You and I both suffer from a very rare form of mental illness, right?
Yep, that's us.
I'm just saying, we're probably not the best private investigators, since we don't know what's real.
The waitress at the Chinese restaurant, she told me that I needed to complete 3 trials to find Sadler.
Okay, but how long have you been out of your meds?
3 trials. The arena, the old factory, the inventor's basement.
The inventor's basement.
Exactly.
Mama, I met someone today. You're not gonna believe this. Half spider, half human.
You all have this disorder. We call it the imperfection.
Okay, so we just got off the train at a stop called East River between East Broadway and York Street. Which I'm pretty sure doesn't exist.
We are not a cop show, Charlie.
I know that, but we're friends, and I need my friends.
How sure are you that these things are actually happening in real life? It seems like reality can be a little slippery.
Charlie, they're on my face!
Amber, stop it!
These fucking spiders, they are everywhere!
The Imperfection, an audio drama in 9 parts. Produced by Wolf at the Door Studios. Out now. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.